What shall we do with a drunken sailor?
What shall we do with a drunken sailor? What shall we do with a drunken sailor? Heard I in the morning.
All right, I've got the food, Dee's got the beer, it's time to feed the resistance, and we have a special guest in the studio with us today, too, Dee.
Yeah, I noticed.
We're coming up on St. Patrick's Day. St. Patrick's Day is Sunday. The big St. Patrick's Day parade is happening around the Capitol Square on Sunday. Sean Patrick is here from the parade. Welcome, sir.
Thank you. Top of the morning to you.
I wanted to bring you in because we're doing some stuff, especially for St. Patrick's Day today, of course. I went to the Guinness website to find a recipe for today, and what I found was a bread pudding that has Guinness infused in it, and then it's got a nice syrup over the top of it. So that's what I made for today. But before we get to tasting that and seeing what Dee decided to pair it with, let's talk a little about the parade. It's happening on Sunday.
Yep, Sunday's the parade. Yep. It's around the square at 1:30. It's a great chance to just celebrate spring and all things Madison and all things just fun and great about life.
And so we've had spring for the past week, and then it's going to get cold on Sunday.
Probably. We're a hardy Wisconsinites.
Yes, we are.
We got coats and all that
stuff. And the other thing is you got to remember that for this time of year,
it's still warm.
Yeah, man. That's about the right temperature. It's supposed to be in the upper 30s, around 40 on Sunday.
Yep, yeah, and sunny. So.
And I can remember parades in the past where it's been snowing.
Absolutely.
I can also remember parades when it's been 70.
Wisconsin for you.
Now, the parade itself benefits a few organizations.
So the parade itself goes, the proceeds go to UW Carbone Cancer Center, Gigi's Playhouse, the Jim Lemon Foundation, and then Logan's Heart and Smiles.
Okay.
And so if you want to, you can go to the St. Pat's Parade website, which is stpatsmadison.org, and there's Venmo stuff you can help pay for it. It's not too late to get in the parade, but you better hurry up if you want to get in. And then it's just a great chance to celebrate life, celebrate helping other people, and making someone smile.
And it's sort of compared to like some small town festival parade.
Exactly. Yeah.
It's kind of loosey goosey, should I say?
Yeah, it's a little loosey goosey. It's gotten a little more sophisticated in time and with a lot of work from hardworking volunteers and whatnot,
including yourself.
But, yeah, thanks. But it's certainly not the Rose Bowl. No.
Right.
But Bucky Badger's going to be there.
Okay.
And,
I'll be there.
Part of the UW. Yeah, Pat's our MC. So I mean, just Pat alone's worth the price.
Right.
Of
exactly.
That's right.
And you're paying absolutely nothing to go
exactly
up down the square. So
it works.
I am
ways
worth the price of admission.
Pat, right. You're having a rough morning there, Pat.
I am, aren't I? So 1:30, you said, on the Capitol Square.
Around the Capitol Square.
And then, of course, everyone sticks around afterwards.
Absolutely.
And has a drink or two and watches as the Selection Sunday happens.
Yep.
And,
actually, Selection Sunday, though, is not, I think it's the following week.
Oh, is it? I thought it was this Sunday. Okay.
It could be. I could be wrong.
I could be wrong on that as well.
Yeah.
It usually seems like they coincide.
Usually they do, yeah.
All right.
Well, maybe it is Sunday.
This year is especially special because it actually falls, the parade Sunday
it's
falls
right on
St. Patrick's Day.
Yeah. So. Yeah, that only happens twice every 7 years or whatever it is. So.
All right, let's get to our little celebration
all
here,
right,
our Friday afternoon celebration of St. Patrick's Day. Like I said, I went to the Guinness website for this and found this recipe for bread pudding infused with Guinness. What did you pair with today?
Well, Guinness.
Oh.
Hello. We did, and when we did Dry January, we never rolled around to doing the Guinness Zero.
And both of us have been hearing so many good things about the Guinness Zero. And we never did it, so
I was like, well, now's the time, dude. And so we got it in the can here, and it is one of those nitro egg cans. So when you crack it open, tip it all the way upside down, and then activates that nitro egg and gives it the smooth, soft
mouthfeel. So it actually feels and tastes like an actual tapped Guinness.
100%,
Rather than out of a can.
Yeah, because, some of those NA beers are a little flat, I want to say, but so this should be a very tasty combo together.
All right, should we give it a shot here and
Absolutely.
See what it tastes like?
Yeah.
I, being a true Irishman, last night I went out for a drink and got home a little late and didn't even start cooking until it was way too late to have this for dessert. So this is literally the first time I'm tasting
it's
this.
Very good.
Oh my goodness, Pat, that's delicious.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, wow.
I like.
Yeah.
I like a lot.
Me too.
One thing I might do is add some nuts to it.
Yeah, for sure.
I think would be really good.
Oh, my goodness.
Now let's try it with the Guinness itself.
That is too good. It pairs well together. You could even do, you could do a red with this too.
Sure. A Smittix, sure. Maybe?
Yeah. Yeah. Absolutely. Let me go get one out of the fridge.
Guinness work. Either one.
Shot at JMO, you'll be fine.
Right. Yeah. And real Guinness would work as well.
Mm-hmm.
Probably even a little better. I think the real Guinness is a little smoother, a little more milky.
I agree with the milkiness.
Yeah. Yeah.
But this feels like dessert for sure. Oh, my goodness. Tasty. I'm in heaven right now.
Guinness is dessert.
Yeah.
Let's be frank here.
Yeah. I mean, it is bread.
I call it mother's milk.
Yeah, exactly.
Especially for a leprechaun.
All right. I think we have another success on our hands.
I think so, too, Pat. Home run, dude.
All right. We do this every Friday right about this time. We cook, we eat, we drink, we feed the resistance on Madison's Alternative. 106.7 The Resistance.